Moving on now, a new poll suggests the majority of Americans are pessimistic about race relations in the United States. Based on the Washington Post ABC News poll, 63% of Americans believe that race relations in their country are generally bad. Over 80% of the respondents said the next U.S. president needs to try hard to improve relations between whites and African Americans. The poll was conducted shortly after the recent fatal shooting of 5 police officers in Dallas. Tensions between the black community and the U.S. police deepened after officers killed 2 unarmed African American men earlier this month. Well, protests against police brutality and racial profiling of African Americans continue across the U.S.
Writing with education and hate with.
What we do not want is to be occupied, neither do we want to be mistreated, neither do we want to be assaulted in the name of law enforcement.
Demonstrators in the city of Grand Rapids in the state of Michigan have demanded justice for 2 African Americans recently killed by police. Elsewhere in Baltimore, Maryland, multiple arrests have been made after protesters blocked a highway. The demonstrators in both cities also condemned the recent fatal shooting of 5 officers in Dallas. They, however, stated that the incident must not derail efforts to stop police violence directed at minorities. Meanwhile, dozens of black community members have marched through the streets of Cleveland against presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, as well as police brutality. The rally was held ahead of the Republican convention. Several demonstrations are set to hit Cleveland during the convention on Monday.
Hundreds of demonstrators marched through the streets of Brooklyn, marking 2 years since Eric Garner died after an NYPD police officer put him in a chokehold while arresting him. A video captured the 43-year-old African-American father being tackled to the ground, pleading, "I can't breathe," before losing consciousness. The incident was followed by other police killings of unarmed black civilians. Trailed by civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton, Garner's mother, and other family members, protesters, most members of the Black Lives Matter movement, headed to Prospect Park for a gathering in honor of Garner and others who have been killed by alleged police brutality.
It will continue to happen. We have no choice but to fight. So those of us that came from Mass Action Network, those with the Justice Committee, it doesn't matter what group we are, we are all in the same boat. Those that are black, those that are white, those that are Latino, those that are Asian, we are all in the same boat. We will fight for justice.
In recent weeks, widespread protests broke out again across the country following the deaths of 3 unarmed African American men in Louisiana, Minnesota, and New York. Tensions escalated after 5 police officers were killed and several others wounded when a gunman opened fire on a protest march in Dallas.
As you see in Dallas, those were good police that got murdered. And why did they get murdered? Because of the bad police. See, people taking that action, they just looking at them like they weren't insane. But see, it's the same way that the police look at us.
According to a 2015 investigation by The Guardian, 102 of 464 people killed in incidents with law enforcement officers were not carrying weapons and were unarmed.
Recent police killings of unarmed African Americans has reopened the dialogue about race relations in the United States and the black community's relationship with law enforcement. As protesters take to the street calling for reform, police departments nationwide have announced that they'll be implementing new safety tactics after 5 law enforcement officers were killed in Dallas. Susan Madaris, Press TV, New York.